The Arkansas Times turns 40 this year. The publication's playfulness and its literary and investigative ambitions have survived a local newspaper war, arson, and crisis in the journalism industry. The historic Arkansas Museum is currently showing an exhibition on the paper's history. In 1974, 22-year-old Alan Leverett published the first edition with a $200 donation. Bill Terry, the publication's first editor, who Leverett calls irascible, had been the rewrite man at the Arkansas Democrat before he got fired.
The Democrat newsroom back in those days was something right out of the 40s or 30s, and had all these thump, 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 you know, these wire service machines, going in the background all the time. And Bill would take Reuters and AP and UPI and rewrite it and blend the two. He took a lot of pride in that. Well, that would be over at 11 o'clock or something, and then he would retire to the toilet with the first edition of the Democrat.
On the morning J. Edgar Hoover died, Terry was in the bathroom. No one could find him, so they used a story from AP. Leverett says he was furious when he got back.
And so Bill walks in to Jerry's office, takes his big Underwood typewriter, and slams it into the big metal waste can by Jerry's desk.
McConnell told Terry he wanted to fight him outside.
Bill says, "Jerry, you're out of your mind. I'm not doing that." He says, "Downstairs, you're fired." And that's how Bill Terry came to the Arkansas Times.
Leverett was a salesman for the Arkansas Times during the newspaper wars in Little Rock, when the Arkansas Democrat and the Arkansas Gazette competed for the same readers and advertisers.
We felt like that there wasn't enough investigative reporting being done by either paper. We found out it was really hard, and that's why it wasn't being done, and we weren't too much better at it than anyone else.
In 1991, the Arkansas Democrat won the newspaper war. That year, the Arkansas Gazette closed, and Leverett saw an opportunity. He raised $680,000 to turn the Arkansas Times into a weekly alternative publication. Today, advertising director Phyllis Britton manages subscriptions to keep the publication afloat.
It's probably as good as it's ever been right now as far as the quality of the writing and how frequently we can publish, which is every week, and then the constant 24/7 online presence is pretty powerful.
Publisher Alan Leverett says the goal is distinctive reporting from a progressive perspective.
A good example just now is this piece we just came out with on profiling this man who was framed pretty much by the drug task force and sent to prison for life for basically selling the equivalent of if you went into a restaurant, the little sugar little container of sugar, sold that much cocaine.
David Kuhn wrote that story. He says crime stories are the most important type of reporting he does because they're real stories about some of the worst moments in people's lives.
I think the Arkansas Times is really good at speaking to what it is to be an Arkansan.
Kuhn says some of his favorite writers anywhere have worked at the Arkansas Times.
Guys like B.C. Hall are incredible writers. Bob Lancaster, personal hero of mine, just a stunningly good writer. Rick Martin, very good writer. Mara Leverett, of course, an incredible writer.
Dennis Schick is the former director of the Arkansas Press Association, where he worked for 25 years, starting in the mid-70s.
The Arkansas Times is doing a terrific job of looking for and finding stories either of the feature nature or of the news, the hard news nature or of the investigative nature that basically is not being covered by anybody else.
Max Brantley's Arkansas blog, which is 10 years old, drives roughly half the online readership. Initially, Brantley came to Little Rock after dropping out of a journalism master's program at Stanford University. He was drawn to the Arkansas Gazette because of its reporting on civil rights, particularly the 1957 desegregation fight.
Breaking news is what I live on. Being the first to report something is still the highest high in the journalism business. Yes, providing information that has some impact on public policy decisions, that's what it's all about.
Lindsay Miller has been the editor for 3 years. He says the publication is focused on fairness, not objectivity.
I think that sort of balance bias can just really gum up people's understanding of a story. I mean, so often two sides aren't right. one side of an issue is just is wrong, and I think that it's important for media to speak truth.
Dennis Schick says the Arkansas Times has a lot to be proud of.
I think the main thing to be said about celebrating 40 years is just the longevity, just the fact that they have survived, the persistence, the commitment, the fact that they continue to keep on keeping on.
40 years at the Arkansas Times will show at the historic Arkansas Museum through December 9th. I'm Sarah Waits-Kotacek with KUAR News.